Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and, of course, your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass on Joy 94.9. Macca.
G'day.
G'day.
Okay.
Oh, I've distracted you, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah. Look, I just got
our next guest.
I just
is...
got a very offensive SMS. Our next guest is not offensive. Our next guest, we're glad to speak to her again. It is Justine Della Riva, and Justine has recently been appointed as the permanent CEO of the Victorian
and the inaugural CEO,
the inaugural CEO of the Victorian Prize Centre. Was acting in the role for. I think about 14 years. No, it wasn't that long, was it, Justine? It was about a year?
not quite. I think around November last year.
Yes,
so just over half a year.
Yeah. So, look, congratulations again. And I did say during late breakfast that being CEO of a community organisation is always a bit of a tightrope walk, but that I said that Justine has very good balance.
Oh, thank you, Macca. And I agree. I think it can be at times a balancing act, and especially I think when you think about what the Pride Centre is and what it's representing for community and the number of stakeholders, it's a complex project, and so you know, being able to listen to balance, to hear the issues, the concerns, the wishes of all the different stakeholders is an important aspect of creating what will be Australia's first and the world's second largest Pride Centre.
Justine, it's Tass here. Can I just also offer you my personal congratulations? I was really delighted to hear that you'd been appointed and you got the role. Congratulations again. Clearly, you had to front up to an interview panel and to the board, perhaps, and you had to somehow demonstrate to them what your vision for the future is for the Victorian Pride Centre. Are you able to share some of that thinking with us?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. And yes, it was a stepped process, and so I was asked to make a presentation to the board earlier this year. The board and staff spent some time reviewing the organisation's strategic themes and objectives. And at this meeting, we committed, once again to the overall vision, which we've communicated since the beginning, that the Pride Centre is going to be, or we want the Pride Centre to be, the most loved, well-known and visited home for the LGBTIQ community in Australia. And I suppose I share that vision. I'm committed to that vision because I think when you unpack a vision like that from a strategic and operational perspective, I see a centre and an organisation that will empower individuals and communities and organisations to fully engage and to provide a place where people are valued, respected and celebrated. And I think we'll do this through, facilitating access, innovating and connecting people to essential services, supports and groups, and most importantly, each other. So ultimately creating a place of belonging where people can bring their best and most authentic selves. And so I think that's the kind of place I would love, the kind of place I would have loved when I was growing up. And one that deserves to be called a home. So for me, it's not an easy vision, but one I think that the organisation and also the resident organisations within the building, the small groups, the individuals who come in and activate the different spaces, will help to realise.
That sounds wonderful. Can you also give us a bit of an update on where things are at? I mean, obviously, the building is still being built. I have to say it looks fabulous. Each time walk past
it's
it or cycle past it, and as some of the boardings coming down from the front, you can really see the shape and the texture and the curves, and it really does look great. It's a beautiful design. But give us a sense of, first of all, what impact has COVID had on the construction? Because the initial plan was for this building to be commissioned by the end of this year. How's that tracking?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Taz. And I just want to also reiterate first and foremost that, you know, how far we've come, and you've sort of noted where the building is at the moment. So I think, you know, given all of the challenges of this year, you know, it's important to acknowledge and recognise that we've really come quite a long way. Stage four, of course, impacted the construction industry. So in that first week, the team at Hanson Youngkin, our project managers, quantity surveyors, got together to understand what the restrictions meant for the project. So this was around seeing where we sat in the kind of three-tiered category, and we fell into the sort of large-scale construction because we have over, you know, three floors, which meant that we were required to reduce, you know, productivity or personnel on staff to 25%. At the same time, there was some work and clarification around what the restrictions meant for subcontractors. So initially, subcontractors were only going to be allowed to visit one site per week. But after some, I think, negotiations, that was changed to three. So for us, that was an important amendment because as a smaller scale project in comparison to some of the really large, say, city projects, being able to, you know, secure the subcontractors and having them come for a day to do plastering,
yes,
you know, is an important aspect. So that first week was kind of unpacking, and so we've just, you know, had our really our first week of reduced productivity on site, so down to approximately 20 workers, and that excludes people like the cleaners or the COVID-safe personnel who check in on the on you know, Hanson Youngkin's processes and their safety plan. So at the moment, it's really a matter of understanding more broadly the impacts of the restrictions, and so that's, you know, going to take a couple of weeks for us to get a real feel for in terms of work on site, but also the flow on effects to, say, the manufacturing industry. So
yeah,
at the
sure.
moment, it's not, you know, it's not clear how many of our, you know, how many of our suppliers may, you know, need to be, you know, may push out as well. And where, you know, we feel at this point to give, you know, Hanson Youngkin a bit of time to kind of manage this process and then come back to us with what they, you know, believe will be the, you know, the sort of formal request for an extension of time in terms of the practical completion.
And I think everybody would understand that, Justine. The whole world has been interrupted by this by this pandemic. So, you know, if the building is delayed by a bit of time, well, I don't think anybody is going to be upset by that.
No. I mean, the building will be delayed. I mean, we do acknowledge that. And I suppose it's just getting an idea of to what extent so we can give certainty to our resident organisations. One of the things that we'll be implementing is, you know, each week giving those resident organisations a bit of an update so that they can understand how their access to the different, you know, different areas will be impacted, and also work with the builders around opportunities to, you know, revise the program to allow, you know, access to certain areas of the building will be some of the things that we'll look to do to minimise that overall delay.
Yep. Thank you very much, Justine.
Yeah.
It's great to have an update. And again, can I offer you My congratulations, and of course the studio's congratulations for your appointment.
Thank you.
We look forward to working with you and hearing more from you. Please
anytime.
And please don't be a stranger. Feel free to knock on our door when you've got some news that you want to talk about as well.
I will. Thank you.
Good
thank
on you.
So
good
much.
On you.
And thank you for the support. And really looking forward to our huge party.
Yes. When we can have a party, because that might be a while, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just do a quick plug on our Founders Fund Finishing Line campaign. I don't know if people or listeners remember that we implemented an innovative kind of fundraising opportunity, which was an investment opportunity. That opportunity is coming to a close at the end of the year. So it's where community members can
how can people find out about us?
And if they jump online at pridecentre.org.au and go to support us, there's a link there to Founders Fund.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Justine.
Thanks for that.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I hope you get to have some rest.
Yep.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.